Well, good morning and welcome to Thought for the Day today. My name is Charlie Newcombe. I'm the minister at Christchurch Huntingdon. It's my privilege to share with you today the Thought for the Day. Now, I wonder if I could start by asking you a question. What is the big issue that we're facing as we approach Christmas 2019? What is the big issue? Well, of course, the big issue is the name of the Homeless magazine, started in the 1990s. Which promotes awareness of homelessness and helps homeless people to get off the streets. And according to the latest statistics, homelessness has risen by 15% on the previous year. And on average, a homeless person dies at 44 years of age. So homelessness is a big issue, and increasingly so in our local area. But others would say, no, it's far bigger than that. It's a far more global thing. The big issue we face today is climate change. Unless things change right now, it's already too late for our children and our children's children. And Greta Thunberg, a teenage campaigner, recently said to politicians in Brussels, "I want you to act like the house is on fire, because it is." But just days after the election, others would be looking to politics and saying that the big issue facing our country at the moment is whether we can trust our politicians. But what if there's an even bigger issue, an issue that actually underpins everything else, an issue which, if we could only get to grips with it, it would sort out all the other big issues that we face as we approach Christmas 2019. And this is where a young man facing his girlfriend's unexpected pregnancy comes in. Joseph the carpenter was due to marry Mary when he found out she was pregnant, and he wanted to divorce her quietly when an angel appeared to him in a dream and said, and this is a true fact that happened in history, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." The name Jesus actually means rescuer. You're to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Now, I'm afraid the big issue that we all face is what the angels call, or what the angel called, sin. Now, I don't mean to be negative, but to be honest, Christmas can be a tough time. Family fights, mistakes made after one too many drinks, loneliness, relationship breakdown. Christmas can be the best of times, but it can also be the worst of times, because it can highlight our selfishness, which all stems from the way we kick against the God who made us. But here's where the message of the angel is so important and so wonderful. You're to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus' name actually means rescuer. God rescues. And Christmas is the time when we remember that Jesus came into our world not as a philosopher to help us how to think, nor as a teacher to show us how to live, nor even as a healer to mend our bodies, though he did do all those things. He came as a rescuer to save people from their sins. And if you're conscious of failure or brokenness in 2019, then Christmas will be wonderful news to you. You will give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Now, way back in 1851, in what was then called Huntingdonshire, up near home, you might be on the roads near there this morning, there was a young lad who was a long way from anyone. He was out walking in the fens, and it wasn't long, I think, after Whittlesey Mere had been drained. And as he walked out amongst the reeds of the marshy fenland, he suddenly sunk into the mud up to his neck. And there was absolutely nothing he could do to get out. For hours he shouted for help, but no one heard him because he was way out in the fens. In fact, he was there all night for 19 hours. His parents thought he'd gone to stay with his grandmother in Sawtrey, but he was out stuck in the fens. The next day he was still there, barely alive, and he saw labourers out in the distance, but he was so cold he didn't even have enough strength to call out. One man came nearby, but he was too exhausted to make any sound. But miraculously, the boy was spotted, and the man hauled this young lad out of the mud to safety. Well, that boy is a picture of us. We're sinking in our sin. We can't help ourselves. We can't get out of it. There's nothing we can do to rescue ourselves. But the angel said to Joseph, "You'll give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins." The failures that you and I make stem from our rebellion against God. We can't change on our own and we're stuck. Your and my sin is a big issue. But Jesus has come wonderfully to sort it out if we let him. O come, let us adore him.